Are you feeling tired, out of shape, and unhealthy? We've got the radio show for you. Hi, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
And I'm Dr. Christopher Green, medical doctor with CHI Memorial.
Join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
for Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
We're a radio show about nutrition, wellness, and healthy living.
Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, provided by Avalon Design.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the Vascular Institute studio, hello and welcome to the Chattanooga Fitness Download. This is a podcast about healthy living, fitness, and bodybuilding. You'll hear from many great guests and a lot of great conversations. Thank you so much for joining us. And now, let's get started with download number 23 and our special Chattanooga Fitness Expo recap show. I am Sean Whitfield, and joining me is the IFBB pro bodybuilder in the studio, and he had the stage on fire last night at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, Matt Davis, personal trainer and bodybuilder Darren Johnson, and we also have the new Miss Chattanooga in the Vascular Institute studio, Saban Doxy, and joining us on the Vascular Institute hotline is none other than the lady that made it all happen at the Chattanooga Fitness Download, our events coordinator, none other than Tracy Lasar.
Hey, Tracy.
Well, Tracy, we're happy that you're joining us here today, and we're going to have a roundtable discussion of what happened at the first annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute, and where do we start? I think we all have so much to say and have an opinion. Darren, you were in the audience as a guest, a trainer of one or two of your competitors. We'll start with you. Tell us what your thoughts are.
It was a hit last night. I mean, I was really impressed with everything from the setting to the stage to the lighting. Everything that I was concerned about and had worries about were all home runs. Talking to people during the show, talking to people during prejudging, talking to people after the show, it was a hit there as well. Everybody enjoyed the visuals. We had some neat classes with props that you don't normally see. Yeah. We had, what I loved about it last night was the competition, the quality of the competition. Not that the men didn't look amazing. The women last night seemed to carry the show to me. And that has a lot to do with the trainers. One's in our studio here today, Julie Davis. She had a bunch of girls in there. She won't speak much, but I'm going to mention she's here, Sean. she trains the overall winner, Saban, here. She has trained girls that won numerous medals last night. The quality that Julie brought and Train Station brought, and the quality that the Grit House and other gyms in the surrounding area brought, was great. It was like this is showing Chattanooga Fitness and the bodybuilding family just how serious we are.
You've been to what, two or three decades worth of bodybuilding competitions? How does this compare to anything you've ever been to?
Okay, I've done them all. Junior USA's, USA's, Ironman's. I mean, I've done them all. This is a national level show. I mean, the way it was set up, Tracy Lasar did an absolutely amazing job. Is when the competitors walked in, it just felt like a professional atmosphere. The way the ballroom was set up, the way it was changed from the morning show to the night show when you brought in the VIP tables. I mean, everything about that night made it a gala evening, which was, to me, something Chattanooga needs.
All right. A little bit later in the program, we're really going to get into some conversation with our Miss Chattanooga, Saban Doxy. But before we get to that part of the program, Saban, competitor. First time you've competed in a couple of years. Share with us your thoughts as a competitor in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute.
Well, like Darren said, it was really well put together. Tracy did a great job just getting everything set up. The stage, the settings where everybody was sitting, it was beautiful. I mean, truly a high-class event. As a competitor, I had the best time. I mean, all the girls that I competed with were really wonderful, and it was nice to have everybody kind of in the same area, and we were all supporting each other. And, and I didn't get to talk to the men so much because, you know, usually during competitions, men and women are completely split up. But we did get to high five and hug and get to watch a little bit of each category from behind the stage. So that was really fun to be a part of.
Yeah. One thing that I did notice backstage is it seemed like a kind of a family type atmosphere. Everybody was supporting the other one and pulling for the other one, and it was a good feeling.
I agree, good
sense of energy.
Yeah, it's funny because I've ran across a couple of the girls in the gym, but never really had full-blown conversations. And then when I finally got to sit down, and we were all talking about our nerves and how we feel, and we're getting, you know, hey, can you help me with this suit part, or you know, just whatever backstage, because, you know, girls were always so picky about everything. It was just really great to have that like team feeling. I've never once in my life felt more a part of something than I had last night. I actually think I mentioned that to one of the other competitors, Leslie. I was like, you know, it almost started tearing up. I'm like, I've done so many different shows, I've done so many pageants, bikini contests, whatever you want to name it, and there's never been an event where I felt just like, wow, I'm here with a group of people that actually share the same mindset and the same goals as me, and we're all rooting each other on.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, I'm honored to represent this year, but honestly, anybody that was there, if they won, I would have been so thrilled for them.
Very well said. And we'll get into more conversation in more detail about your new title here in just a moment. All right. We started the show with this big guy over here, Matt Davis, IFBB pro bodybuilder and our guest poser. Matt came up with the idea of how we should start the show off. And I think it was a brilliant idea. Matt, tell us about your night, how you feel about the event.
I had a great time. I mean, I agree with everything Darren and Saban just said. That, I mean, myself included, along with all the other competitors, you know, Tony McKinney, Jody Sullins, you know, Melvin Burrows from our gym, all the guys, some of the guys I've never met before. There was a teenage kid who was great, and I talked to all of them, and they all said that same thing. They had the best time. You know, Tony's done like 50-something shows.
Yeah.
Like Darren said, he's been to them all. So has Tony.
Yeah.
And Tony's entered them all.
Yeah, Tony's a legend.
But for him to say this, you know, after a 30-year career, that this show, which he says is his last show, was the most fun he had, that I think that's pretty awesome.
Did he say that last night?
Yes, he told me that was the most fun he's had on a bodybuilding stage.
Well, I knew that. I got a text from him about him saying that was the most fun he'd ever had, but I didn't know that this was his last. So
he told me this is probably it. You know, now Tony said that before, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, there's but, some truth.
You know,
to that.
I thought that was a special moment, and you know, I guess we'll get into this with Jody maybe, but something I learned today I didn't know. Tony was Jody Sullen's first bodybuilding coach. And for those two to share the stage and for this thing to kind of come full circle in that regard, I thought that's pretty cool.
All right. It is time for us to go to the Vascular Institute hotline and bring on the lady that had so much to do with making this possible. And that is none other than Tracy Lessard. Tracy, I think you may feel like me. We're both feeling tired and we're ready for a break. But share with us your thoughts and how you see the outlook on, you know, what we had happen at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Well, you know, I really had no expectation at all. I'd never been to a bodybuilding show, and neither was Chris had not either. And I kind of thought, well, I'm not going to sit down and watch it. I'm going to be busy. And then when the show started and I heard the music and Matt came out and he lit up the stage and I couldn't stop watching. And Chris looked at me and we're like, this is the coolest thing ever. And we just kept watching all the competitors out, and you could just see the joy just coming from them. They were just so excited to be on stage. And it really, like Saban said exactly what I was thinking. It felt like a family event where you really were rooting for everybody. It didn't matter who was up there. You knew that they had put so much hard work in there. They were putting everything they had into that show. And it just made you appreciate how much work that they did do. And the courage they had to get up there on stage. And I can't wait to the next one. I mean, it was just, we had a great time. I mean, I woke up this morning, my throat was sore. I was screaming so loud last night. So it was fun.
Matt, for those that weren't able to attend, describe your introduction and how you came into the show.
Well, I want to do something quiet and simple. And no, I knew my job was to hopefully get people excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm certainly don't think that myself alone, you know, is going to carry that whole thing. So I thought it was a great idea to do my routine and then, you know, and bring every single competitor out with me. And let's everybody pose together, you mm-hmm. know, and hopefully it was fun for them. It was fun for me. You know, I've been on the stage. I've competed with Tony before. And so that was, to me, that was special to be back on stage, kind of having a pose down with him. Mm-hmm. Jody as well, who's now, you know, the new Mr. Chattanooga. And as well as Saban and Katie, you know, I'm not one to concede, you know, any sort of competition. But if the public consensus is I get beat on that last pose, then I guess I can accept that.
They got you on the glutes. I personally like Saban and Katie's glutes more than yours, but that's just personal.
Well, first of all, Matt and Saban, tell us what you both did on stage.
I'll take the reins here. So Matt, he had his initial routine by himself, and then like he mentioned, he brought a lot of the competitors on and he matched each one of their poses, which I thought was so fun. And then Katie and I both jumped on stage at the end and we were like, you're gonna do a bikini pose with us. So we did our little you know, back routine and we got all the glutes poking out, and I mean, he was pretty impressive. He's not quite bikini, but damn hamstrings. Well, wow.
I was side stage. Darren, you were in the audience. What did it look like from the guest point
of
view?
I'll be honest with you, everybody loved that.
Yeah,
they did. You heard laughs, which meant it was fun that Matt got involved with it. You heard clapping for, you know, that, wow, that's, you know, these people are good. I mean, it was neat, and it was neat to see the guest poser, Matt. Everybody knew Matt was a guest poser. You know, it wasn't like, did the guest poser come in and out of shape? No, Matt is very professional, showed up in shape, on stage, with everyone that was in shape and on stage. It was just a really good evening.
All right, started off. On a scale of 1 to 10, judging Matt to the ladies, how did he do?
I give Matt, well, you know, that's easy. That's pretty easy. Matt's not ugly, okay? Put it like that. Let's just put it like that. It's something to look at. Even for guys, it's something goodness. To look at.
Now, Matt, your wife, Julie Davis, is here in the studio. We haven't convinced her to talk yet, but hopefully we will before we're done. Did she have anything to do with this routine?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
I could see her all over it.
If it wasn't for her, I don't know what you would have got last night. But so I got to give her a lot of credit. But that, yeah, she came up with that, you know, that idea. And I thought, you know, that's okay. I'm game for it if she thought it was a good idea. So. Yeah. And I think it was a hit. I've had a lot of positive feedback on that.
I will say, as a competitor too, I even spoke to a couple of people backstage. It was nice to just kind of like get up on stage and just be like, okay, this is fun. I can, no pressure, go up here and do something silly and get the nerves out and then step off and then be ready to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the, okay, everybody's seen me now, so now I can do what I'm supposed to do and not feel so pressured to like have all eyes on you, because you know it's not as serious as you make it seem in your own mind. Yeah. So
that was my goal. I've been to so many shows in the past, and you know, they do the introduction and things, and then normally the first person out's the poor teenage kid. And
mm-hmm.
you know,
sure.
Sean, last night you had a teenage kid that was fantastic.
Oh,
16 years old.
Yeah, and he's got a bright future.
Can I get his name, because my sister was interested in his phone number?
Oh,
by
really?
The way,
we'll see what we can do to.
She's gonna kill me saying that.
You know, for somebody his age to have the courage. And
no doubt.
Make the commitment to do that.
But it always, you know, my heart sinks a little bit when a kid like that comes out who's really good and put in the work, but the crowd doesn't quite know how to respond, you know. So I felt that's my responsibility last night, is to let everybody know it's okay to do whatever you want. You're going to cheer, you're going to stand up, but, you know, so hopefully that was effective.
Tracy, when you were in the audience and you were watching Matt go up against the ladies, what did you think? How did the people around you react?
We ate it up. We loved it because we train with Matt, and he always has he doesn't have that smile on, so it was really fun to see him just light up the stage.
It was kind of a smirky smile, wouldn't y'all? Everyone agree?
Yes.
he had a game face on that I had never seen in Matt Davis so far.
Yeah.
Y'all don't get used to that.
I was going to say, now that Matt, what I loved about his routine was he still kept some of Matt in his routine, the posing. The classic posing. It was just a different music. Yeah. I mean, plus they had a smoke machine, which was super cool.
Yeah. And the rock music.
Yeah, the rock music. And the flashing lights. I thought that was really cool to see. Because it reminded me of WBF. If anybody remembers WBF, Gary Strider, guys. They tore away from the IFBB for a minute. And you had props. And it made bodybuilding fun to watch. And that's what was cool about Matt last night. It was like, he had on some cool trunks. He had the smoke machine. We had lights. We had the competitors coming on. It was just like a good icebreaker to get everybody up and going.
I don't know if any of y'all...
It was entertainment. It was really entertainment.
Yes, it was. I don't know if any of you here on the podcast saw this, but two people thought the curtain was on fire when the smoke started.
Cool.
And started trying to get my attention that, hey, there's something on fire at the other end of the stage.
We're not used to smoke. Yeah.
I guess that means the smoke machine worked then. That was,
yeah. Oh, yeah, it had
the effect.
It had at least two judges fooled for a moment. They thought something was on fire and we need to get an extinguisher. So, well, is there anything? We're headed to a break here very soon. Is there anything else anybody would like to add about
Tracy, what else did you think about last night, just real quick offhand, like when you were walking through the crowd and people were talking to you, what else was said to you about last night?
Just everybody enjoyed the food. They loved going and meeting with the vendors, and I think it was just the feel of the whole event, just getting to see everybody smile on stage. And the thing that we kept hearing that people enjoyed the most was the routines with the props. You know, when Katie came out with the circus costume on and the music came on and that gold bathing suit, you were just like, oh my gosh, you were mesmerized. You had to just, you couldn't leave watching the stage. And then Mandy came out with her cane and Leslie came out. And I mean, the routines, it was like dancing on the stars on steroids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just amazing. So we just.
I was trying so hard not to laugh.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll play it.
And I noticed after each competitor went on stage once or twice, the confidence level got better and better and better. And especially when you got into the routines, I mean, I joke when I say this, kind of had your game face on. You were ready to get out there on stage and show everybody what you were made out of.
Well, you remember a couple weeks, or was it about a month ago, we had Tracy on the show, and she was talking about how it was an event for people to come out to.
Yeah.
She accomplished that last night. That's for sure. That was an event that people come, you can meet people. Because I met a lot of people I've never met before. They're just, because I was always running around. So I met a lot of people I've never met before, and Tracy was right. It was a night to come out, dress up, look nice, and meet people. It was a great time.
My family, it was their first show, which I've done this a few times, and they haven't lived down here, so they really enjoyed it, and my boyfriend as well. So this was all their first experience, and they're like, wow, this is what it's all about. Okay, I can get behind watching a cute couple of these, but I let them know they're not all like that. So don't get your hopes too high, but hopefully.
Your typical bodybuilding fitness show does not have wine served at the table.
Or Ruth Chris.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, it is time for us to take a break. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. And want everybody to know that this would not be possible without Vascular Institute.
Woohoo! Give her a clap, y'all.
Yes.
Give it to Tracy.
Big round of applause.
All right.
Vascular Thank Institute is was our presenting sponsor of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and just outstanding partnership. And Tracy and her husband, Dr. Lasar, I mean, you just couldn't find any better people, and so it was truly a pleasure. All right, we've got coming up after the break, we're going to be getting into a conversation with Saban about her new title as Miss Chattanooga. She's even got the award sitting here in the studio.
Of course.
And it's crystal, so it is very beautiful, and we'll get into that. Also, we'll have her share her story about
the other lady that's in the studio that assisted her getting prepared for it. I'm sure Saban has a few things to say about her.
Oh, yes, I do.
So we got more Chattanooga Fitness Download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Join Sean Whitfield and Amanda Battles every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring topics all related to your home, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis, Darren Johnson, and our guest today joining us here in the studio is Saban Doxy. She is now our new Miss Chattanooga, and she's also, Darren and Matt, she's got the record for the most times being on the download. This is number three.
Right.
Yeah.
Three times. Well, you have a good one. You keep bringing them back.
Yeah. You know, Darren, you have a very good point there, sir.
And we also have added, she's over in the silent shadows, Julie Davis. So in case Saban has a question, she can shoot it to her trainer.
Yeah.
You're not going to disappear on us, Julie.
Well, the board is here, not just right behind me. I'll just hit the button and the mic comes on right in front of her, but I don't want her to be mad at me, so that's the reason I hadn't hit it yet.
You might need her next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to upset her at all. And besides, we may get her back in the studio and make an exclusive conversation with Julie, have no other guests but her, because I know there's a lot of stories that she could share and we could discuss with her.
Well, that'd be great, because her expertise is just dieting. Mm-hmm. And how to deal with women, you know, how to get them ready for bikini, because bikini is different than fitness. Fitness is different than wellness. Julie knows what she's doing. And if you're paying attention and you're interested in it and you're a female,
yeah,
this would be a great show too, because Matt and I, we're just meatheads in the gym.
Well, all the ladies that competed in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo were outstanding. But I mentioned to Julie during the show, I said, I can tell which ones are Julie girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine was the big yell was Booty by Julie. BBJ, as you can tell, Julie's girls up there.
All right, well, let's focus all of our attentions on Saban, our new Miss Chattanooga. Saban, you've got that Crystal Award here in the studio with us. What are your feelings? What does it feel like to be the new Miss Chattanooga? And share with us a little bit about how things were at the event.
It's an honor. Like I mentioned earlier, it's really awesome to represent all the wonderful girls that were there on stage with me. Honestly, I was not sure what to expect. I'm one of those people that I kind of go in, I'm going to do my best. If it doesn't turn out the way that I hope so, I'm not going to be bummed, because I know that I've worked so hard. So I'm proud of myself no matter what. So truly, when they called my name, I was shocked. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video, or you watched it in person, but if you watched the video, if you weren't there.
I was, you know, at the side stage, so I didn't get to see the facial expressions
of
most
like,
everybody.
What? Really? So it's an honor. And you mentioned the trophy. I had to bring it in because this thing's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the prettiest trophies I've ever seen, whether I've received one or not, just viewing it's gorgeous. And Julie and Matt have allowed me to, we will be putting it at the train station for all to see, so I'm very honored to be on the wall, or will be on the wall at the train station,
in the Wall of Fame.
Yes, that's I've been eyeing for my spot there, but I wanted the right title to place, you know. I wanted to have an overall or a title like Miss Chattanooga to finally put on the wall and say, hey, like, this is my home gym. This is where I've worked so hard. And I was on, like you mentioned, last week's show. And I want to make a self-correction. I said that I hadn't been working with Julie since, like, 2015. I was working with her previously to that. So I think we said last night almost a decade, nine or 10 years now. So it was a little bit of a transition, like I said, from pageants to fitness. But I mean, they've always taken such good care of me. I would, you know, I recommend them to anybody that asks, hey, I want to look better, I want to feel better about myself. I'm like, I got the right people for you. So a big shout out. Thank you both so much for taking good care of me, especially you, Julie. I mean, you from the beginning. I will say, I am annoying when it comes down to the last week of prep. I'm like, what do I do tomorrow? What am I eating today? What am I supposed to do? And I'm just constantly blowing her up saying, does this look okay? I went to the gym today and I was taking pictures of myself because, I mean, I love looking like this. This is my favorite shape to be in. So I might as well take as many pictures as I can. And I had like a new glute showing where my glute was, you know, doing this popping thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this. I'm sending her videos of my butt. I'm like, nobody else would understand. But thankfully, Julie and Shay, I sent Shay that too. Thankfully, they get it. And they put up with me during those times when I'm just like, please tell me I look okay, at least.
What's it been like working with a personal trainer like Julie? What sort of describe what that's like for ladies out there listening, and they see what you've accomplished, they hear what you're saying, and they're thinking, okay, if I decide that I want to make this choice and I want to make this huge decision, and they want to know, okay, what exactly can I expect, and how challenging is it going to be?
Well, for the longest time, I was kind of on my own. I had never really worked with anybody else, and Julie was the first coach and trainer that I've ever worked with. And it's the greatest feeling to know that you're not in it alone. As I mentioned earlier, we had a team, you know, mm-hmm. a bunch of girls that were there working with Julie and Matt and just part of the train station. And it's a nice feeling when, because this is a self sport, a single person sport. Mm-hmm. So you kind of feel alone at sometimes. You're like, do I do this or can I do that? And it's nice to have a second opinion and a shoulder to lean on. And if I'm feeling bad, I know that I can reach out to them and kind of have my emotions validated, because this is not I don't want to scare anybody off. It's a really rewarding sport. I've never done anything where I felt so rewarded and so self-accomplished, but it can be tough.
But it is,
I mean,
yeah.
It is mentally and physically
tough. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So it is really just the best feeling to have somebody there that is like, I've seen this 1,001 times. I've been there myself. I know exactly what you're going through. Or if I don't know what you're going through, I'm here to listen, mm-hmm. and I'm here to be for you, or be here for you. And that relief and feeling is just, you can't get that anywhere else. I mean, that's the yeah. best feeling.
Well, Matt, I guess we'll let you represent Mr. and Mrs. Davis. Speak on behalf of Julie in the train station.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, everything Saban just said, I think they all share in that same sentiment, all the girls that did it. And then there's another handful of people that really, you know, didn't quite make it. But I think that's the other side of Julie, is she doesn't, you know, so all of y'all where she's so supportive. And so she is that way with everybody, but she's a straight shooter. And mm-hmm. that's what we've always wanted coming up is, you know, if I were to do a show, I would never want to get up there not in the place where I thought I was. And Julie's really good at that as well. So when she does tell you guys that, hey, you know, I know you're doubting yourself and, you know, you don't have the confidence now, but you have it and you need to do it. Like, you can trust that and you can believe it.
Yeah. Darren, as a longtime personal trainer yourself, what would you like to add?
I'm just amazed of the consistency that comes out of the train station. Year in and year out. Show in and show out. And I've been doing this a long time. And when Matt and Julie got into the scene and they started bringing people into the... Well, Matt and Julie first started competing in the scene. They were amazing. So then when they started bringing people into the scene, all the people they were bringing in were amazing. And that's when everybody else around town had to pick up their game, because Julie and Matt really know what they're talking about. And like Matt just said, they're straight shooters. And that's what you got to have in this. You've got to be able to look at a person and say, you've worked hard enough. We hadn't worked hard enough. And then just as Saban said, okay, I've worked hard enough, but I'm still scared, Julie. I'm still scared, Matt. Then look at them and say, no, you've got the package that's going to do well. Get up there now. And that, you know, that's just... Yeah, that's from a trainer. That's what I saw yesterday, was just Saban, Katie's routine with the goal, and especially Mandy. I mean, bringing Mandy up on stage with that confidence, because I knew she was a little nervous coming in, and she was talking to Matt, and her and Matt were scheming. I took a picture of it, put it on my Facebook page how they were plotting and stuff and talking. Mm-hmm. You could just see Matt encouraging her, because she had just chewed her husband out for absolutely no reason. It's because she was hangry.
Hangry.
Oh, you know? Mandy Livingston.
Yeah, sweet little Mandy. Well, it's in her husband, and I'm over there just kind of listening, and Matt's like, that's okay.
That explains it, because after we got everything put away at the event, Kim and I walked across the street at nearly 11 o'clock to get something to eat at Mellow Mushroom.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And Mandy and her husband and some friends were in there eating, and we stopped and talked to them. And her husband didn't say much. He was pretty quiet. he was just, I guess, really behaving by that time of the night.
He was just allowing her to eat and come back to normal Mandy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Saban, anything else you'd like to share with people out there listening? Any advice for anyone out there listening that would like to possibly achieve what you have?
Absolutely. If you're just contemplating doing something like this, just do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just go for it. What's the worst thing that's going to happen to you? The absolute worst is you're going to show up in the best shape that you probably ever have been in.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel better about yourself. And doing shows and competing in fitness, it's just such, like I mentioned earlier, it's a very rewarding sport.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you wouldn't do it. If you have a little bit of an itch, you might as well scratch it. and if you are nervous or anything like that, I mean, at least just go in and start training and feel like you have something to work towards. You don't ever have to step on a stage to do what we do. I mean, it just fitness itself, the healthy lifestyle, that I think that at the end of the day, that's really what our goal is. We love to show off what we've worked so hard for, but at the end of the day, your health is the most important thing. So there's no reason that you couldn't go and just better yourself in the long run.
I think, Matt, you identified the last time we had Saban on the download that she only holds first place in everything she's competed in. I think that trend continues.
The streak continues.
Oh, gosh.
The girl will lose. I hate her.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. So before we have to head to a break, what's the future hold for Saban in competition?
All right, so we got Battle at the River this weekend. It'll be on Saturday at the Chattanooga Convention Center. If anybody wants to come out and support, I will be competing for a bikini, of course. And then Matt and Julie have already said, yes, I'm going to Junior Nationals. I'm waiting to see how we do this weekend. But this is like what I was mentioning earlier. They believe in me before I believe in me.
Yeah.
And that is so important, especially in this sport. Like I said, you don't know what... You look at yourself and you say, oh, well, look at that, and that's not right, and this is not right. And they see you as the full picture that you really are. So
yeah.
I guess with that being said, Junior Nationals the following weekend, same location. And that one's the big one. That one's the one where a potential pro card. I'm just trying to step on stage with some people who are other quality pro card mm-hmm. potential. So whether or not it goes in my favor or not, I'm just happy to get to this point. This is the farthest I've ever been, the leanest I've ever been, the best I feel like I've ever looked. So just being in this position right now, I'm just on top of
the
world.
So nothing's planned further right now than the Junior Nationals or
so,
anything else we can share breaking news of?
I mean, I may be in Pittsburgh at the end of the year. We'll see, which we're all shaking our head.
Which
yes,
is,
I will be there.
For those that don't
Matt,
know.
Maybe not. It totally depends on that.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, because the way it works is you don't get to go to Pittsburgh if you win.
Oh, yeah, that's
Nationals.
True.
So at that point, that's you're true. Not eligible.
And for those that are listening and may not know what you're referring to when you say Pittsburgh, which event is that? Or what's the name?
Probably of the North Americans, maybe.
No, yeah, that's
same show that this guy right here is planning on doing.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Okay. Hey, we can go up there and be
yeah.
be team.
Yeah. I'm going to need all the help I'm going to get.
All the support. Now, Darren, if you're going to be hanging out with Saban up there, you're going to have to go with your A game, brother.
Well, I'm not competing glutes with her. I know that.
No,
No, Matt did something I wasn't done.
We didn't mention this, but in prejudging, Darren's the one out there hollering for people. I mean, anybody that heard any of the videos from prejudging,
just
hear him. I mean, and the things he says, you're just cracking up. And I heard him from when I was on stage, and I'm like, man, that just gets me so hyped. Like, your nickname should be the hype man, seriously.
I love prejudging.
Who were you saying peanut butter to?
That is one of Matt's
I was
guys.
Cracking up.
Yeah, I was just, if you haven't been to prejudging, prejudging is the fun part for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, the night show is more professional, you know, everybody's a little bit, you know, on it, whatever. The morning, everybody's kind of dressed down, and we're just cheering, and we're cheering for our friends, and we're, like Saban said earlier, when you need an icebreaker, mm-hmm. you know, it's nice to have, because when I've competed, it's nice to have a friend out there yell something out. You know, it kind of makes you laugh. It kind of relaxes you and goes, okay, this is just for fun.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. And like I said, it's just, you crack a smile and it's natural and you're like,
yeah.
you kind of melt into it. Cause mm-hmm. that is the best feeling when you hear somebody yelling your name and mm-hmm. you know, peanut butter.
I was like, I asked the mom after she got over there to Julie. I said, what is actually your waistline? Zero? Is it wasp? I don't quite understand.
Well, Saban, very well done. Outstanding performance. You're going to represent Chattanooga very, very well our 2021 Miss Chattanooga. And we sure hope you come back next year to defend the title.
I mean, so if I'm not there defending it, I'll come and hand it out to the next girl that gets to win it. Either way, I'll be there.
You got a deal. And again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, it is time for us to take a break. More Chattanooga Fitness Download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR.
And, well, some other craziness.
Could Chase Elliott win another NASCAR championship?
Dude, what about this new road course racing?
Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute, on Rock 105, celebrating 20 years of talking NASCAR, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. It is now my pleasure to introduce our next guest, and he's joining us from the Vascular Institute hotline, and he now carries the title of Mr. Chattanooga, Jody Sullins. Hello, Jody.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We are doing great. And brother, how does it feel now to be Mr. Chattanooga? What's that feeling like today?
You know, it feels very – it hadn't necessarily set in completely, but it just feels right. I don't know if that sounds good. I don't know if
it feels deserving, huh?
It does. I mean, I know what I put in. I know everybody works so hard.
And, yeah.
You know, I guess when you – feel somewhat entitled when you put in so long into the sport, but you know, it's all about progressing, and I know all of us have progressed. I made really great friends backstage, and you know, I've had so many people reach out to me after everything got out, after word got out, and there were so many people there for me and for everybody else, and mm-hmm. and really everybody cheered for everybody. It just felt like the house was just where it should be, you know. It just felt so rocked, so good.
I think I saw where Matt made a comment in a Facebook post. It was electrifying. Was that the word you used, Matt?
It was.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Is using that word electrifying. I noticed that on social media you had your family there supporting you. How did it feel to receive this title in front of your family?
You know, it felt amazing. I want to make my parents very proud, my friends proud, and I know I did. You know, my family went through a lot, and it really felt good seeing my mom. You know, she's crying, and of course seeing my dad. But you know, there's something about a man wanting to see his dad proud of him, and mm-hmm. and I saw that.
Yeah,
and it made me feel so good and just so accomplished. But it was
It felt good. It was electrifying.
So when you think back to those 3:30, 4:30 a.m. cardio workouts and all those countless hours in the gym and all that dedication to a diet and all that goes in to getting ready for competition, last night was where the reward came in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Matt, anything you'd like to add?
No, I just learned this on social media this morning, was that Tony McKinney was your first coach.
He was.
How was that to get on stage with kind of your initial mentor and y'all go, you know, just battling head to head, and it's kind of like this full circle passing of the torch? I mean, that was just really cool for me to sit back and watch.
You know, that was everything to me. Doing the pose off with him and, you know, him stepping in front of me, it just got me going. I was stepping in front of him. I don't know. It was just a very good, you know, coach and coachy kind of experience. I know he knew everything. Like, we talked backstage, and he was talking about retiring. I'm like, no, you're not. You know, now that I'm finally getting back in there and doing these, you know, I want to expect everybody that I look up to just stick with it, you know, because in my head, they're always going to be there.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It really was. It was a dream come true. It felt good.
Jody, I noticed you were side by side with the big guy, Matt Davis, on stage. What was that like?
That was a dream come true as well. I posted that today, actually, and it just felt good, you know. I just, like I said, he did such a good job, and Matt with all his clients, and like he said, it's electrifying. It just felt so cool backstage. I had so much fun with everybody in the show, just as much as I did on stage, you know, and I don't know. It felt like a fitness camp or something. It was just awesome. It felt good.
Well, you know, you created memories that are going to live with you for a lifetime. And memories and friendships and relationships with people that you're going to think about for the rest of your life. Some will you know, go along and will grow. Some, you know, you'll have relationships at a distance. But you're going to reflect back on this in days to come, and you're going to go, you know, this was something that I'll never forget the rest of my life.
Well, Sean, I'm going to have it tattooed on my arm, so I definitely won't.
Well,
that was the next question.
Yeah, you know, Matt, he made that commitment to us when we had him on the download. And then last night, there backstage, I can't remember if I brought it. I said something to Jody about it, or he made comment to me. But that tattoo comment was brought up. And so you're having it put on your arm. Is that what I understand you to say?
Probably. As long as it doesn't interfere with bodybuilding, I'm going to go very light. It's going to be, you know, there. But, again, I don't want it to draw attention. So
yeah.
My number one focus is making sure, you know, of course, it's there. But then, again, it doesn't interfere with my physique. So,
Matt, if you were to be the one to be putting it on your body, where would you put it?
Oh, man, that's a tough, you know, because on the one hand, you just want to put it right there on the outside of the biceps and make sure everybody sees it. You know? But also, I agree with what Jody's saying. You don't want it to be a distraction, you know, when you're on stage. So,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. It's a personal, you know, it should mean the most to the person that has it. And, you know, I'm totally envious of that whole title and what he's doing with this. I mean, it's something really special.
Yeah. Jody, in the previous segment, we had the new Miss Chattanooga, Saban Doxy, and she came on and shared her story, very similar to what we're doing with you. And I asked her the question, you know, what would she have to say to somebody out there listening that maybe is thinking about, you know, getting themselves prepared and getting up on stage to perhaps go after competition the way that you have and the way Saban has. What advice and what would you have to say to somebody out there listening like that?
Well, I'll start with something harsh. They always say the people with the best results know how to suffer. So if you can really apply what needs to be consistent in basically your new environment, your new lifestyle, diamonds are made under pressure. You know, you have to focus on your craft as often as possible. Even, you know, what you do when people's backs are turned shows in public. So it just, in my opinion, if you want to succeed in the sport as far as on stage, you know, and you want to do well, you have to be obsessed. And then anything extra or anything, I guess you could say less than that. It's not necessarily less than that, but if you're looking at it as just a lifestyle type stepping stone, something we want to reach because maybe we've been at a certain weight, that's just as rewarding. They understand the pain it takes. There's a lot of sacrifice there. I think it comes down to the ability and the amount that you can take yourself out of the comfort zone, and then that's where you're going to change. And you have to be under that discomfort as often as possible.
Yeah, very well said. Jody, I know you're a personal trainer is what you do as your career. You do realize that your stock value just went up Saturday night, don't you?
Somebody else told me that. That's right here. My clients are my family. They love me and they support me so much. So, anybody that wants to jump on that wagon, awesome. If there's any space, we can make that happen. And it's a big thing. I put myself out there for my clients. They do the same for me. It just comes down again with learning, but also applying and just trying your best to fight those temptations. So, I know the stock value definitely went up. It's just a blessing for me that I get to be called Mr. Chattanooga. That's just cool. I want to be called something like that, whether it's a state or whether it's a city, and this is the hometown. So it's really exciting.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Matt, you've walked in Jody's shoes before, not achieving the Mr. Chattanooga status, but achieving an IFBB Pro card. You're in the personal training business or the train station. Any advice you'd have for Jody when you remember what it was like to achieve what you did at the highest level?
I'll just kind of echo what he said. There's a piece of it that it just reaffirms that what you're doing is the right thing.
Yeah.
Because there's certain times, when it's you in the darkness and you're kind of alone in your ideas, you wonder, is this exactly the way I need to approach this, or these answers, the correct answers? And then to get a confirmation, of a title or something like that is, it makes you double down on your confidence that, okay, this, I'm where I need to be and I'm doing well. And because Jody, something that I think is worth mentioning is, you're coaching yourself and you're making your own decisions. That's tough. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So it's a, it kind of validates that, and like you said, it gives you another rung on the ladder, and it gives some credibility behind that name now of, okay, this guy really knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, it speaks highly of both of you, too, because you were in the gym all day long. I'm sure there's times that you feel like, I need a break from this place, but I've still got to get my workout in. Do you feel like that often, Matt, where you just kind of get burnt out a little bit?
In years past, that was something I would struggle with, and I would go to other gyms and visit. But, I've kind of came to terms with, this is what I do, and that's my sanctuary for myself. And, I actually look forward to it every day. And, it's a, we talked about this on the previous podcast with Jody is, if you're – you had to be cut out for this, and so if you love it, you love it. And I think it's great. And I think Jody's one of those guys.
Yeah. Jody, any final words before we have to let you go and go to a break? Anything you'd like to?
I definitely want to thank you for, you guys had an awesome show. And again, I had a very amazing experience. I encourage everybody out there to, make sure that the Chattanooga Expo is on your list of shows to begin with, because it makes you the competitor you need to be. It really shows the companionship that the bodybuilders have between one another, how much everybody helps you. And it's just, sometimes the sport can be intimidating just because they don't know it.
Yeah.
But once they step into it, it's like the family you didn't know you had,
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I just want to thank you for throwing the best, I like to say party.
You're welcome. We were glad you were part of the party.
thank you for making me a part of it. And it was just awesome. Like I said, we all know, not just because of the tattoo, but because it was a life-changing experience. It was for me, and it will always be my favorite show.
Well, when you get that tattoo, you'll have to be sure and share it with me on social media or text it to me or something. We'll let folks see it. And all of us talked about this on the download with you before, and then you and I briefly discussed it, side stage of the event. This is was a pregame for you. This got you prepared, or is getting you prepared, for two of the toughest competitions ahead of you, coming up with a Battle at the River in the Junior Nationals. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how well you're going to perform and getting your evaluation after all of it's over, and reflecting back and going, you know, me being on stage in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo allowed me and put me in a position to achieve what I wanted to achieve in these other two, because otherwise I don't know that I would have possibly achieved it, but it got me where I needed to be.
Oh, let me tell you, the wind's blowing in the right direction.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Jody, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on being our 2021 Mr. Chattanooga. You're going to make us proud, and we thank you for being a part of it, and we're looking forward to seeing where your future goes in bodybuilding.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
You're very welcome. More Chattanooga Fitness Download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake. Each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., we're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley. Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder with the Chattanooga Times Free Press as they discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more. For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com. Built by Avalon Design Studios, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. And gentlemen, we are about to come to a close, but we have began the countdown of bodybuilding and fitness in Chattanooga. We just completed the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. And Matt, now we are headed to the Battle at the River.
That's right. So that's the, you know, the level of competition goes up, and, you know, and then the next week after that, it goes up again with Junior Nationals. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're right in the midst of it right now.
Yeah, no question about it. And we hope all of you out there that attended the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute had as great a time as we did. We did our best. We know there's some things that we knocked out of the ballpark, and we know there's some areas that we can improve upon. If there was anything that you saw or you experienced that you think, well, man, that could have been better. Hey, we are going to critique ourselves probably much harder than you will have critiqued us because we want to be better. We want to, you know, do the best that we can, and we want to represent bodybuilding and fitness and healthy living and all that that goes into it to the best of our abilities. And we welcome any comments. If anybody wants to drop me an email, question, comments, suggestions, compliments, criticism, I'll take it all. I got thick skin, so reach out to me at Sean at WhitfieldOil.com. That's Sean@WhitfieldOil.com, or you can send me a message through Facebook Messenger and reach out to me through Facebook. And of course, Matt, we just mentioned the Battle at the River is this week. The following week is the Junior Nationals. For those that are listening that may not be familiar with the Junior Nationals, there's going to be people from all over the country coming, isn't there?
Yes, all over the country. And these are people that are all qualifying at shows like Battle at the River or the mm-hmm. Tennessee State or the Knox Classic. So they're winners at those types of shows, those level shows. So it's a competition of winners, more or less.
Yeah.
So it's the best of the best in the amateur ranks.
So that's going to be coming up, of course, this Saturday's the Battle at the River. The following Saturday's the Junior Nationals. And we had Austin Hayworth on the download recently, or last download, I guess, was talking about the Battle at the River. We'll try to reach out and see if we can perhaps have a guest join us for the Junior Nationals. It is our goal to promote all shows of competition out there. So this is not a podcast that's just all about the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. that's sort of why it started, but that is not our goal and intent at this moment. We want to recognize everybody. We want to bring everybody together as a family and just promote healthy living and healthy lifestyle. And Matt, we've talked about we're in the middle of the season in May and June.
Right. So as you know, Julie and I had a handful of competitors at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and we're all turning around and rolling into battle at the river. So, Yeah. You know, it's everybody's still got to keep their game face on. They got to stay on their diets. And then there's a couple that are going to continue to go to junior nationals. So, you know, it's going to be a tough month of June of competition for these people, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
And once we get through some of the key bodybuilding and fitness shows, we're going to have some other guests here on the download because we're promoting healthy living. We're not sure who all those guests are going to be, Matt, but I'm sure we'll come up with some great ones.
I think so. I can think of a few, so I'm looking forward to that too.
That sounds great. See, anything else before we go?
No, I hope everybody that came out the show, I want to thank them. I want to thank everybody that supported me and supported the competitors. There's nothing from a competitive standpoint on the competitor of feeling supported by the crowd and your family and the people that show up. So that admiration and the people that supported was just really overwhelming at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. So I just want to send a big thank you to all of those people that did that.
Very well said. And for those out there that may want to get in touch with you or Julie at the train station, how do you suggest that?
Instagram and Facebook are both great, and that's the thing of the day. So I'm Matt Davis, at Matt Davis IFBB Pro on Instagram. Julie is at Figure Jules. Matt Davis, Julie Davis on Facebook.
All right, that sounds great. Well, Matt, it's been another great podcast, and we will continue.
I tell you what a great Mr. and Miss Chattanooga.
Yes, I agree. They're going to represent Chattanooga very well.
This is a great year for them, so congratulations again to both of them.
Yeah, Jody Sullins and Saban Doxy. So, folks, continue to watch and see how their careers progress. They are just they're at first base.
Yeah, and they show no signs of stopping. I'm so excited to watch these two.
Yeah, I agree. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download. Download number 23. Continue to listen to our podcast as we'll be bringing you more great conversations, guests, and topics from the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding. Be sure to click on the subscribe button at your favorite podcast platform for all future podcasts. For Matt Davis, Darren Johnson, I'm Sean Whitfield. Take care of yourself and each other. Thank you for listening. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.